You're listening to Weekend Edition Saturday on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Brian Zumhagen. Necessity is the proverbial mother of invention, and New York City's creative communities are some of the most inventive around. Claudia LaRocco is a performance critic who's been looking at different ways artists are coping with the economic downturn and also fostering new kinds of artistic communities in the process. So nice to see you again, Claudia.
Nice to see you too.
So the first thing you found for us is an event in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. It's called Feast, and true to its name, it's part community dinner, part performance. And the goal, I understand, is to drum up financial support for artists. Tell me more about that.
It's a really homey setting. You know, it's in the basement of this great church in Greenpoint, which has a track record of being really supportive of the arts. So everybody goes and you pay a sliding scale between 10 and 20 bucks. It's really affordable. And you get this fabulous meal from Brooklyn foodie folks. You know, this is not like warmed up leftovers. This is high-end food.
And how does the financial support part work?
When you pay your sliding scale entry fee, you not only get this great food, but you get a curator ballot. And we all decide as a group what type of art we want to support. So artists have sent in their proposals. And I believe it is, you know, we eat first because that's important, and then see these proposals and hash it out and decide, well, this is the thing we want to support. It's pretty straightforward. And the idea is that it is small scale. It's local. It's sustainable.
Does that art by democracy ever become unwieldy?
You know, there are limitations. And when you have art by committee, often you can end up with sort of the middle of the road work because it's something that everybody feels okay about. But then the things that people feel strongly about don't tend to get made. And that's very different from when, you know, we're at a theater that has a really strong, vibrant curator who is just wowing us or shocking us or enraging us with the work that she is putting on.
So who shows up for these dinners? What kind of arts are we talking about?
It's visual design, it's theater, dance, it's a mix of stuff.
Now, another effort to create community and build new funding opportunities is something that you've called Adopt a Rehearsal. Performers are letting audiences into their works in progress and getting funding support for their pieces. Tell me more about that.
So the idea with something like Adopt a Rehearsal is that I would give money to a particular artist who is building a piece. Let's say it's a theater company. And then the company would have a blog up on its site talking about what they are doing. There would be rehearsal footage that I could see. So they acknowledge their funders on the blog saying, this rehearsal happened and here's what we did. And it is courtesy of Brian Zumhagen. Thank you so much for making this possible.
So is somebody actually doing this right now?
Lots of artists are doing this, and I'm seeing it happen, I think, more with younger, less established artists and also people who are sort of disgusted with the grant writing game. There's one young choreographer, Benjamin Ford Azriel, who has a blog up called Paper Trail, which is his attempt to document making a work from start to finish, paying his dancers for their rehearsal time, which is a novel idea.
These efforts all sound interesting, but I also wonder, doesn't it seem like we're asking these artists to do a lot more now than just make their art?
Yeah, we basically want our artists to, like, save the world, educate our children, you know, and then, oh, on the side, yeah, make something and put it up. We say, well, you know, this company is coming to town. Oh, and they're going to do a free educational workshop. Oh, well, they're going to blog about it. Oh, they're going to, you know, put up rehearsal footage, as opposed to saying, no, wait a minute, what artists do is make art, and we need to figure out how to shape our culture so that they can concentrate on making their art.
I've been speaking with WNYC culture critic Claudia LaRocco. And Claudia, you're going to be out at Feast this weekend, right?
I am, yes. And it is actually one of the events that I'm doing in April as part of the Performance Club, which is exactly what it sounds like. You know, we go and see performances and then we hang out after and talk about them, and we talk about them online. So it is open to anybody, the more the merrier, and I hope that I will see some new faces this month.
And you can get more information about that Performance Club on our website, WNYC.org. Thanks so much, Claudia.
Thanks.